Mr. Dabalina is the host of the show where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them, the good one. Tell them to get angry and threaten them with the shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and carding's a brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality. So turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Thanks for that intro, Carol. Hi, everybody. I'm Mr. Dabalina, and this is the Mr. Dabalina prank call show machine thing. This is the show where I dig through prank call archives and I find the very best ones, and I play them for you here on this show. And today we're going to start with a prank call to Ed, who has been doing unspeakable things in my bushes.
Hello?
Hey, Edward?
Hello? Yes, it's Ed.
Hey there. It's Roy, your neighbor.
I'm sorry, who is it? I'm sorry?
Roy, your neighbor. Hey, can you stop coming over here and pooping in my bushes?
What are you talking about?
Come on. Just, like, you don't have to be like that about it and pretend you didn't do it. Can you just please not do that anymore?
Well, you got to tell me who you really are. What neighbor do you think I am, anyway?
What? Well, I already said your name. It's Edward.
Yeah, but I don't think you got the right Edward.
Okay, so I happened to call the wrong Edward at his phone number?
Well, you just might have, because I'll tell you what, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I live on 206th Street.
Do you live in or something? Is that right?
I live on 206th Street. I'm just down the road a little bit.
Well, what in the heck do you...
Just stop.
Pooping
stop.
Pushes. What are you talking about?
You keep pooping and peeing out there. Just please stop pooping and peeing out there. Like,
what are you talking about?
I don't know if that's just some weird cheap thrill you're getting or something, but I don't need you pooping and peeing in my bushes.
What are you talking about? I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Pooping in bushes? What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Stop playing dumb. I'm not angry. I'm just asking if you could please not do it again. It's not...
Where are your bushes at? I don't even know where your... What bushes are you talking about?
Well, okay, look, I want to tell you something. I'm relieved that you don't know where the bushes are, because that means you're not singling me out by pooping and peeing in my bushes.
But where is your property at? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just down the road a bit. Like, just... You know, just right over there. Like, not it's a little past the road. Like, are you pooping and peeing in a lot of bushes that you don't know which one I am?
What are you talking about? My gosh, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about your poo and your pee. You gotta stop pooping and peeing in my bushes. Or anywhere in my yard, like even out in the open. That's weird.
What?
Use your goddamn toilet.
What are you talking about? Are you nuts?
I'm the one that's nuts. You're the one pooping and peeing on my bushes. Yeah, real funny, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if your name's Roy and you're saying something like that. I have no idea.
How would you like it if I pooed and I peed in your bushes?
Are you crazy?
I'll go out there and poo and pee in your pool. You'll have to take down
Roy,
that.
Roy, where are you coming from, Roy?
You're gonna have to take down that sign, that stupid sign that says there's no pee in our pool. Because guess what? I'm going to pee in your pool.
I don't have that sign, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what?
So
I'm going to put that sign up on your fence, and I'm going to pee in your pool, and then I'm going to rip it down.
Oh, boy, you got the wrong person, because I have no idea where you're at or where you're coming from or what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend you don't know what poop and pee is now, too.
Oh, my gosh. You are crazy as hell. I guess I got your number. I'll back to it and figure out who you are.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Look, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to start taking pictures of you pooping and peeing in my bushes, and I'm going to post them up by the road.
You are so nuts. No. It's not crazy. Oh,
then we'll see how much you laugh about it.
What kind of bushes are you talking about? And where is this you're talking about?
Oh, you know exactly where I am.
What are you talking about?
You're just pooping.
You got the wrong Ed.
Probably just pooping and peeing all over the neighborhood. Now, I know exactly who you are. I don't know which house you're in. Like, I'm your neighbor. I've lived here forever. And I shouldn't have to put up with this.
You don't have the right neighbor. I'll tell you that, you dumb butt. Gee, Minnie Crank.
Hey, don't call me a... he just hung up on me. He called me a dumb butt and then hung up on me. That is bullshit.
Hello?
Hello, Matthew?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Bob. On 12th Street.
It's my neighbor, Bob, from 12th Street.
Yeah. I was just...
Okay. I'm sorry. Have we met?
Oh, I don't know if we've met before. I walk by a lot. I walk around the neighborhood and everything. I was laying in your yard last night, like in your backyard, and I got dog shit in my hair. Like, do you have a dog, or do you just not clean up after it?
No, I do not have a dog.
Well, how's there dog shit in your backyard?
Where? You're laying in my yard?
Yeah, I was just out there late last night. It's just something I do.
You were laying in my yard late last night?
Yeah.
Like under the tree over here?
Yeah. Just, going on a walk and took a little break and just kind of laid out in the yard.
Oh, that sounds nice. No, I don't have a dog.
Huh. Well, there's definitely...
But lots of people walk dogs around here, and people definitely don't clean up don't clean up their shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, someone's taking their dog in your backyard. Apparently, it's pretty...
Are you sure you have the right person? I'm at 20 West 12th in these apartments.
Yeah.
I'm in an apartment. I think my neighbors have a dog.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a dog, though.
Oh, I just assumed it was your dog. I'm sorry to make that assumption. I was just... out there laying in the backyard.
Okay.
Just hanging out.
Do you mind if I come lay in your yard?
Oh, yeah, if you want to.
In the middle of the night?
My yard's kind of, okay. There's a lot of sticks and stuff. I don't really clean up, so I just lay in other people's yards.
Okay. So you're just calling me to let me know that somebody's dog takes a shit in my yard and you laid in it.
Yeah, well, I was a little pissed, to be honest, because, I got dog shit in my hair and it kind of ruined my high.
Well, when you go laying down in people's yards at random, there might be dog shit on it. Maybe you want to check. It's not my dog, though.
Okay.
So,
well,
best of luck to you, buddy.
Maybe you should keep your yard cleaned up anyway, even though if it's not your dog.
I don't go through my yard. You know, I have a landlord who does the yard and the lawn around here, and I don't go out on my days off scanning through the yard for dog shit.
Okay, well, it's out there because I got it in my hair and it was kind of
gross.
Well,
I'm so sorry you got dog shit in your hair. Don't fucking call me, man. Don't be laying in my yard in the middle of the night.
Well, it's not really your yard. It's an apartment.
Well, exactly. So what are you calling me for? How'd you get my phone number, by the way?
Basically, it's as much my yard as it is your yard because you don't even own the place.
Well, so what are you talking to me about there being dog shit in it
for? Well, I don't know why you're yelling at me. I was just calling to find out if you had...
Because you're calling me trying to tell me that you're pissed off because you got dog shit in your hair because you came laying in the yard last night.
Well, I'm not pissed at you because apparently you don't have a dog. I thought it was your dog. I was going to yell at you, but I don't see any reason to if you don't have a dog.
Dude... Next time you get dog shit in your hair from laying in the yard, in some yard, like, I mean, just deal with it, man. Like, dogs take shit places.
I went home and I washed my hair and it was just...
This is like the most entitled crap I've ever heard. I'm sorry you got dog shit in your hair, dude.
It was just...
I don't have a dog.
It was just gross to deal with, you know?
I'm sure it was.
It ruined my high. You're completely ruined my high.
So you got stoned and you came and laid in our yard in our apartment complex yard, you got dog shit in your hair, and now you're calling me pissed off about it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, well,
maybe,
dude.
Maybe you should talk to your neighbors about it. Maybe you should tell your neighbors not to be such assholes.
Maybe you should go call everybody in the neighborhood and warn them about their dogs taking shits in yards. So because you want to get high and go have a nice little time and accidentally get shit in your hair.
Well, I didn't want to get
shit in my
hair.
Maybe you should go to the homeowners association, you know?
Was that a lady in the background I just heard?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, tell her to shut the fuck up. Like, what is she, like, telling you to be quiet?
No, she's not. She's asking me what's going on. And dude, you're like you're blowing my mind, man. How did you get my phone number to call me and ask me if I have a dog that's taking a shit in what you thought was my yard? You were going to come lay down in my yard.
I just looked it up on the internet. Like, I don't see why you're getting so upset. I wasn't even yelling at you. I was just saying, you know, maybe you want to talk to your neighbors. And
because, you know what, man? Because, like, I'm sitting here thinking about all the stuff going on in the world right now. You know, I'm kind of I'm soul searching and thinking about stuff. And you're calling me complaining because you got stoned and laid in dog shit. It's ridiculous, man. That's why. That's frustrating.
It's frustrating, like, for you. It's frustrating for me. I had to go home and wash my hair.
Oh, you had to go home and wash your hair. I'm so sorry.
Well, it sounds like you need to come out there with me and have, you know, smoke a little bit with me.
Dude, no, I don't smoke weed anymore.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you need to. You need to calm your ass down.
No, dude.
So does your wife. Like, listen to your wife back there. Back there, just
dude, we are fine. I am a calm dude, and I'm very happy in life and stuff. But when I think somebody is a bozo calling me up complaining because they sat in dog shit, I think it's ridiculous.
I didn't sit
in
dog shit.
And I don't mince words with people like that.
I just rolled over a little bit, and it was like right there on the side of my hair.
So you woke up this morning, and you were like, "I'm gonna find out who's." Dog that is, and tell them to clean up their after their dog, because I was trying to lay down and enjoy my high in some random yard in the neighborhood, and you laid in dog shit.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, what's the problem with that?
All right, man, it's silly.
At least I'm not as pissed off as you are right now. Like, you just
well,
sound...
I'm not pissed off. I'm not pissed off, but
well,
I don't
sure seem like it.
I think it's
seems like I triggered you.
Well, you know, because it's just blowing my mind, dude. I can't Have a nice day, dude.
Okay.
Don't lay in any more dog shit. Do your best. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll be back in your yard. You know, I'm just.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Yes.
Hey, Jim. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I don't know if you guys have a fireplace in there or not, but I accidentally dropped my watch down your chimney, and I was wondering if you guys had found it.
I'm sorry, but I don't have a chimney, number one. I've got a gas fireplace.
It's on the back side of the house.
You couldn't have possibly dropped your watch down my chimney that I don't have.
Well, that's what I mean by the chimney, the little pipe thing in the roof. Maybe it was the bathroom pipe.
Tell me you've never been on my roof.
No, I was
up. What kind of a scan are you trying to pull on me?
I'm not trying to do a scan at all. I lost my watch down your roof. I was just wondering if it had turned up there. That's all.
How in the hell did you lose a watch? You've never been even close to my roof that I know about.
No, I go by your house all the time. I jog by every evening. You may have seen me.
Well, you may have, but how in the hell did you get a watch in one of the standpipes on my roof?
Oh, I was just, you know, I was just up there poking around and looking in there.
Oh, shit. Good night.
What? Let's try him back one more time.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Jim, if you're just trying to keep the watch, because I know it's an expensive watch. And
I don't give a shit about your watch, and there's no way in hell you were on my roof, and no way you put a watch down there.
If you don't give a shit about my watch, why are you trying to keep it and not give it back to me?
I'm not trying to keep your watch. I don't have your goddamn watch.
Well, it's
and
it's,
you can stick your watch up your ass, and if you call here one more time, I'm going to report you to the police.
I can't stick it up my ass, because you have it.
Hello,
Chuck?
Yes.
Hey, Chuck. This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to have to chop down that tree in your front yard.
In the front yard?
Yeah, we're going to have to chop it down.
Whoa. What tree?
Well, you know, the one in the front. The one closest to the front. Huh?
I got two in the front.
Yeah, well, they're both going to have to go, because there's this guy over on, he's on Benson Court.
Right, I spent $600 to put that tree in. You're not taking it out.
Hey, honey, wait a minute.
Just a minute.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Are
you sure you're, what's your last name?
Stevens? No, I know who I'm talking to, and those trees, they're as good as gone.
I think you're talking to somebody else, because you're not on the board.
Yes, I am. What are you talking about? I know who I'm talking to.
Are
this
you?
Is Chuck. Chuck and Martha.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid.
Steve?
Yeah, we're going to be taking those trees down. I work with the landscaping division of the Homeowners Association. But yeah, the trees, they're in the way of this guy. He likes to look through his telescope, and your tree's blocking his view.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, so those...
What is this, an April Fool's joke or something?
No, it's July, dummy.
I'll meet you in person, because I don't remember you being on the board. When did you join the board?
Oh, just don't worry about it. But look, when you hear us chopping down your trees, don't give us any shit, because those trees are gone.
Well, somebody's going to die, maybe.
What? Is that a threat? Don't threaten the Homeowners Association.
I'm coming down. That tree that I put in front of our house is not coming down.
Oh, it has to. It's in the way.
Somebody is going to pay for it.
Well, it's not going to be us.
Somebody's going to pay us big time.
Sounds like it's going to be you.
No, it ain't going to be me.
Well, you're the you're the dummy that put it there without permission.
I did not put that there without permission. That was given. The board approved that.
Bullshit.
The board approved that.
No, they didn't, because I'm on the board, and I would have heard about it.
I was on a board for 14 years, okay?
Yeah, but are you anymore? No. That doesn't give you...
No, I'm not.
That doesn't give you the right to do stupid things.
Lucky
like,
that I'm not on the board.
Well, anyway, we're taking that tree.
You take that tree, Homeowner Association's going to pay for it.
No, we're going to get money for it.
See that right now.
We're going to sell it to someone. We're going to transplant it in another area.
Oh, shit.
You're just a bunch of crap.
You're
hang up on him.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up.
You shut your mouth. You're talking to my wife, and you don't use that kind of language.
I know.
Go to hell.
She was being an...
Hello?
Hey, Justin?
Yeah?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh,
Hey, how you doing? My daughter is getting married next week. We're going to have the wedding reception in your yard, like in the backyard. And I just wanted to let you know about that. It's going to be on Saturday the 30th, October 30th. It's a Halloween wedding.
A bit little. And do you live behind me? Or?
Oh, no, just like in your yard. Like, we'll probably set up, you know, like, banquet tables and stuff in the front yard, too, but most of it'll be in the backyard.
At my house? I'm very confused.
Oh, yeah, just you know, try to stay out of your yard on Saturday the 30th, if you could. That'd be great, because we're going to have that wedding reception. Not the actual wedding, just the after reception. And there will be drinking, but, you know, we're not like a crazy family, you know, we just... drink a little bit.
I'm very confused. So you're telling you're telling me to stay out of my own yard for your wedding?
Just if you could. It's my daughter's wedding. She's getting married to Chad.
I just didn't know. I, you do, I mean, my yard is like very small. I have no, this is kind of strange because it's not even a flat area. It's kind of a hill.
Yeah. It's very picturesque. That's why we like it. And it's a small family. It's not going to be a huge reception.
So, okay. So you're asking permission to use my yard. Is that what this call is?
Yeah. Well, I'm not permission per se. I'm just, we're going to be there on Saturday the 30th of this month, just for a small reception. It's going to start around 2 and probably just last till 6 or 7, I bet. We're not late night people.
I just, this is, you got to admit, this is kind of strange. So you're calling from the HOA. Are you a representative of the HOA? And you're basically telling me, you're not even asking for my permission. Well, so that's kind of strange.
I'm on the board of the HOA, so we're allowed to just kind of use the property as we see fit since you're renting from us. And we did go back there. We noticed that, you know, you had a few things just laying around. Do you think you could clean up just a bit? I mean, if not, we'll take care of it. You know, we'll just hide things behind the tables and stuff.
Roy, sorry. You don't own my property, right? You own that green belt that you guys do not take care of.
Yeah, well, but, well, hey, don't be a dick.
Excuse me? No, you called me not even to ask for my permission. So that's kind of strange, right? I mean, this is...
Yeah, but you pay your HOA fees. It's kind of like rent. Because if you don't pay, we'll kick you out of the neighborhood. And
who do you think you are? You, I pay my dues. I have lived there for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. You didn't approach this conversation in the right way. If you want to use you don't just get to use my property. Like, that's not how that works.
But yeah, it'll just be a small affair, and on the 30th.
Well, it might have been a different conversation and a different response had you approached this differently. You don't call a member of a HOA to say, we're going to use your yard, period.
Oh, no, that's
not appropriate.
Well, I mean, maybe not to you. But what, are you saying I can't use your yard? You're going to be a dick just to teach me a lesson?
No, it's a very strange request to not even...
It's not that strange. Like, you people get married all the time.
That's not... this is just very odd to me.
Okay, well, you know, we're not going to steal anything from your yard. We're just going to...
I'm not saying that, but then all of a sudden you kind of say, well, you should clean this up. Like, you know, no. Like, yeah, you just... guys are... This is a different level. Like, you could think you own the place. Like, that's not even appropriate. And I don't even understand why my yard out of all the yards. I don't get that.
Well, it's just picturesque. You know, I showed my daughter a few backyards and stuff, and she said she liked yours. And we walked back there the other day, and she said it was beautiful. So she actually likes your backyard.
You know what? Let me give you a call back.
Despite its condition. I'm sorry, what?
I'll think about this. I will get back to you.
Okay, well, we're not. I mean, there's nothing to think about. We'll just be there. Just, you know, just kind of... Keep away from the yard, and
you don't get to tell me to get out of my own yard. That's okay.
Well, what are you gonna do? You're gonna like just try and crash?
Yeah, I'll call the fucking cops. Like I don't. Well, this is just such a strange.
Well, no, I didn't say anything about the cops. I just thought you were gonna try and crash the wedding just for free booze or something. I mean that'll be weird. Like you're not gonna be a popular person there. People are gonna be like, who the fuck's this guy?
You literally are calling me like to tell me you're gonna use my yard. You're not doing anything with it.
Look at it.
What are you talking about? I don't even know you.
I know. I'm on the board, though. I'm just saying, like...
That's cool that you're on the board, dude. I don't give a shit if you're on the board.
Do you have something sketchy there? I noticed you have your house blurred out on Google. What's that about? It's like, it's not a meth house or something, is it? Because I don't want trouble.
In this conversation, you don't come to my yard. Like, you could have approached this a completely different way, and you don't come and say, oh, I'm a board member, and I'm going to do what the fuck I please. That just doesn't work. Well, so
you sound like you're a tenant that wants to get kicked out.
Why do you think that you would have any right to kick me out if I'm paying my dues?
Because we're the HOA, and you're being kind of a jerk.
Again, you could have approached this conversation completely different. I feel like you're bullying me, if anything.
I'm not bullying you. I'm just saying we're going to use your yard.
Yeah, you literally are telling me I'm going to do this, and you're just going to put up with it. For me, that ain't going to happen.
Why? Because I'm attacking your manhood or something? Like, why are you being such a dick for no reason?
So first of all, you're the one who started calling me a dick on this conversation.
Because you're being a dick. Completely different. You're being a fucking dick, sir.
Okay, well, Roy, you can eat shit and die. I don't give a
fuck.
Wow. Like, no. Well,
so I can't call you a dick, but you can call. You can tell me to eat shit and die? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, man, I don't know what your problem is. I have done nothing to you. You're sitting there telling me what I need to do with my property. That does make no sense.
Well, you're trying to ruin my daughter's wedding. Stop trying to ruin my daughter's wedding.
No, I'm not, sir. I'm a neighborly and a nice guy if you get to know me, but you don't call someone and say, I'm just going to use your yard. Heads up. Like, that's just not how that works.
Well, I was nice enough to call about it, so you're welcome. And why is your house blurred anyway? Like, why'd you blur it? Like, what was the reason for that?
That's weird.
Not
your fucking business. Like, and first of all, I'm not doing anything like, shady at my house your information.
It seems pretty
shady.
Just because
you're on a board doesn't mean that you get to walk on people. What you're doing.
You went out of your way to have Google blur your house. That's pretty sketchy, I think. Like, what are you up to?
Why do you care? Why are you even looking at it?
You're the one that's saying we can't come in your yard.
Because it's my house, dude. What are you talking about?
I mean, my daughter and I, we had to like walk all the way. We had to drive all the way to your house and walk around your backyard just to look at it.
What is your point?
Well, because you had it all blurry. So that's weird. Like, what are you doing? Why don't you want people to see the front of your house?
That's none of your.
Even answer that question. Like,
obviously, Google. If Google has that option, what does that even matter to you?
Well, I think they have that option so they know who's up to shady shit in their on their properties.
What is it even your business? You don't. This is the craziest fucking call. Dude, don't come to my yard. Don't ever go in my yard. You don't have that right. You can be on the HOA.
I'm on the wedding guest list, sir. I have every right to be there. She's already done.
What is that? That means shit to me. That's my house. Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. You can't just call someone and say, hey, I'm just going to use your yard and you're going to put up with it.
It's our property, though. Like, we're the HOA. We own all of this.
Not quite. I'm pretty sure that's not quite how that works.
Oh,
I mean,
exactly
again,
how it works.
And I might be wrong. Hey, I might be wrong. I don't know that that's in the bylaw that you can just use someone's yard and call them up and be like, hey, we're going to do it regardless.
Yeah. It sounds like you just got a problem with people seeing your back. We've already been back there. We didn't see anything weird.
I know. And as you can see, there's nothing fucking hiding. So I don't stop with this insinuation.
Oh man, I went on Street View over to the street behind you, and even the backyard's it's all obscured, like it's blurred back there too. Like you don't want people to see the backyard.
Dude, do you understand? I don't give a shit what you think.
Well, it
about
sounds like it seems like you give a shit. You're calling up Google and making them blur your house.
But, yeah, but what business is that of yours? None. So get out of my business, dude.
Okay, well, that just seems a little weird that you won't even answer the question why you blurred your house.
That is not, it's not weird at all.
That's probably against...
Strange. This entire phone call for you to think that you have some kind of authority over me is what's really weird about this. So I'm saying no, do not show up on September 30th.
Of the wedding.
You could approach this in a completely different way.
That's the day of the wedding.
And that's on you. Yeah, that's on
fine,
you.
Fine, you can come to the wedding. We'll give you free alcohol if that's what it takes.
That is not what it takes. I'm just telling you. This is the strength. Like, imagine. Can you just flip this around real quick? If I called you and I said, "Hey, I'm just going to use your yard. Period." Like, because I have authority. That's why. Like, that's kind of strange, right?
That wouldn't happen to me because I'm not poor like you, and I live over in the nice part of the neighborhood.
What are you talking about? I'm not poor like me?
Well, I don't know. You're the one running some kind of a meth house and blurring your house on Google.
Okay, you do you, bud. I'm hanging up now.
All right. I love you.
Oh.
Hello, Brian?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And there's just a little bit of a problem.
What?
That mailbox that you've got out in your yard, it looks like the kind of mailbox a hobo would own. Like
it's been out there for 20 years.
Yeah, and it looks like it.
Same mailbox as everybody else has on our street.
Yeah, but yours is all dirty and gross looking, and it looks like something a hobo would have in front of his house.
Who is this, may I ask?
My name is Roy Gerbel. With the Homeowners Association. Look, it's not a big deal. It's been out there for 20 years. Can't you just buy a new one? It's ugly.
So you got it. You got So, Roy?
It's ugly.
Let me have your last name.
Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
The common spelling.
Okay, so you're not going to tell me.
Oh, no.
What's your telephone number?
I just figured you were literate. It's area code 4125. That's fake.
Okay, and so you dislike our mailbox.
Well, it's not
you're
me personally.
You're going to pick on ours over everybody else's on our street and everybody else's in the community.
No,
there's over 1,000 mailboxes
right,
in the community.
We all
just
voted.
Just like mine.
We all voted. We had pictures of everyone, and we voted yours the ugliest. We had a meeting.
Okay, like so you have picked on our mailbox.
We're not picking on it. It's just ugly.
And what is your title?
Oh, I don't do titles.
Well,
titles are for squares.
Why would you call me? Why would you call me?
Well, just to let you know to get a new mailbox.
No. See, you're just calling to harass me.
No, I'm not harassing you.
I will be calling the police shortly.
What? No.
To make sure that that you're going to harass me like this.
This one single phone call. No.
As long as I know. And my wife has just made that phone call. So
we're the homeowners association.
They will be over here within the next half hour. And we will be filing complaints against
really
you.
That's really slow response time.
No. Like I said, you're going to start problems. I've got to make sure who I'm
problems.
Talking to. You refused me to give you the last name and spell it for me.
No, I gave you the last name, and you just don't know how to spell things, and that's not my fault. But it's G-E-R... Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So once again, where is your office so that I can come over there?
Okay, just forget it. Just keep your damn hobo mailbox up, if that's what you really want.
Okay, you're going to harass me.
No, it's not harassment.
Like okay.
It's not harassment.
Because yours is better than ours, right?
It is. It's very much better than yours. But it's not harassment to have
Can I come and see yours? Could you give me your address, please?
No, I don't want you over here. I don't want
so
hobos
you're
going
to harass me. Okay.
Well, why would I want you to come to my house? That's just weird. But anyway, my opinion's not harassment. And it's everyone else's opinion, too. We voted.
Hello?
Hi, is Dennis there?
Who's calling?
It's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, this is
ma'am.
I'm the one that called.
Listen here. What'd you call about?
Oh, the Homeowners Association for...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what I called about is the condition of the park across the street from me.
Oh.
The park. It's a mess.
Well, that's a little weird coming from you. I mean, look at your yard.
My yard?
Yeah, your yard's a little...
About?
Well, look at how it's mowed. It's all scraggly.
What are you talking about?
Ma'am, I'm just saying, if you're going to complain about that park across the
my
road...
My yard's all scraggly? Are you talking about the one across the street from the park?
Of course, yeah, with the little white mailbox.
There's two white mailboxes.
Yeah, and
I'm 1325.
Your grass gets a little bit yellow there, you know.
Who are you?
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association. I just called to let you know.
Steve Dave.
Yeah.
And my yard is scraggly down.
Well, I'm saying it's a little bit scraggly, and you got that big tree, and it looks like it's coming apart. You should just take better.
I think you got the wrong yard.
Ma'am,
I have a tree in my yard. So you're calling me to tell me that I should look at my own yard because there's no grass cut across the street, and that looks terrible. So you're coming back at me. That's how you resolve a situation.
Well, no, you've got the like all that gravel around your trees.
That's not my yard. That's next door.
Oh, which yard are you?
What?
I thought you were
That's next door.
I thought you were.
I don't have all that.
I thought you were 1325.
Yes, I am. And I have mulch around my trees.
Well,
gravel.
Well, no, it looks like gravel. That's what I'm saying.
It's mulch.
Because you got all those bricks.
Okay, you want to come down and meet me outside?
Ma'am, your house is making this entire neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. This looks like a shanty town. Because of, you know, you're putting those bricks around and then you got that weird looking mulch in there. And those plants that look like they're dying.
Are you close by? Can you meet me out front of my house?
Oh, no, I'm not close by. I just, like, what's wrong with the park, by the way?
What's wrong with the park? the park needs to be cut. The grass is up to the kids' ankles over there. What do you mean what's wrong with the park? You have broken swings, broken equipment. You have bushes that are around the sign that are totally dead. That's what's wrong with it.
Why don't you get over there? Why don't you organize your neighbors to go over there and clean up a little bit?
You got to be a liberal. Well, you got to be.
No,
freaking liberal.
What, because I take pride in my neighborhood and I clean up around the...
I never heard of you. What house do you live in?
I don't understand why you're calling me a liberal for no reason.
Well, I know. You take the offense to that, don't you?
No. I just think it's weird that you're bringing politics.
You call me and attack me over.
Hey, why don't you tell that husband of yours in the background just to shut the fuck up?
Wow.
And you've got that weird angel on the porch. What's that supposed to be?
It's an angel.
It's ugly.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Why don't you paint it? It's like all stone. Why don't you paint it or something? Take some pride take some pride in your front porch.
You know what?
What?
I've never, ever had anybody call me and talk to me in this manner.
Well,
ever.
Maybe it's about time you should. Because you know what? All that gravel around your trees, it looks like a parking lot.
What's your address? So I can come by and critique your house.
Oh, no, I don't need that. Thank you, though.
Well, you're insane. You got to be freaking insane.
What do you mean? You're the one calling and complaining about the park.
Well, look at the park. It's a mess.
Yeah, you know, we'll get to it. Maybe you should pay more homeowners fees and stuff, and then, you know, we'll have money to fix the swings.
You know what? I don't know who you are. I get your name, but I'll tell you what. No one will talk to me the way you talk to me. My house is fine. We work constantly on our house. How dare you?
But it's like a hobo house. It's like a hobo house, ma'am.
You know, this is a joke, right?
No, it's not a joke. It just looks like a bunch of hobos live in your house. You got all those wood blocks stacked up alongside the house.
Wood blocks stacked up beside the house.
Sorry, that was in 2019. I'm sorry. I'm looking at old notes here. It's always been a problem with you.
What's been a problem with me?
Just you and that house and those scraggly looking trees. Like one of your trees is all stretched out like it's dumb. Like it's retarded or something.
I think you're retarded.
Ma'am, you can't say the retarded word. It's 2022.
I know. You said it.
You'll get canceled for that. No, I didn't. I did not.
I think this is a joke.
I did not say I was retarded.
Who notified you?
You called us.
No, I didn't call you.
Hey, you tell that.
I called Kay from the ordinance department and asked her if she could get the grass cut over there.
Can you tell that soft man in the background just to shut the fuck up, please?
Well, you're a class act too, I'll tell you.
What do you mean? I'm not the one.
No, I'm not the one. I can talk.
I'm not the one.
The way you're talking.
I'm not the one hollering in the background like a crazy person.
You're actually really. I don't know who you are, but you sound like you're crazy. You know, my house looks nice. I don't know what you're talking about.
It looks nice if you're a hobo.
What do you what?
You know, like the way that hobos keep their houses. I said it looks nice if you're a hobo.
You're nuts.
You're making the whole.
You're telling me. Wait. Okay. Enough of all this.
I'm not the head of anything. I'm just saying.
Homeowners Association.
You're bringing down property values, ma'am.
I'm bringing down property value.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the hell are you?
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association. Yes.
What happened to Mike?
Oh, Mike's still here. I'm just making the phone calls. Calm down. What, you and Mike got a thing?
Oh, my God. You're making the phone calls? What? You sound like you're half a bubble off.
I'm a half a what?
Now my house looks like a hobo lives here? Are you crazy?
Yeah, I imagine if a hobo were to get a house, they'd probably do the upkeep just like you.
You're not even making any sense. First of all, I have mulch all around my bushes. My trees are fine. My son trims them. I don't know what you're talking about. The house next door to me has two big flower beds, but he just mows them down. Now, that's a house that looks like a hobo lives there.
Oh, I don't think so.
It has a dead tree.
Are you talking about...
You want to meet me? I'll meet you outside. My son won't bother you, trust me. I'll meet you outside, and I want you to show me what you're talking about.
Ma'am, you have a 60-watt bulb in your porch light. If that's not a hobo house, I don't know what is.
What are you doing casing my house every day?
Well, no, we just come up and check the light bulbs sometimes. And we noticed we can tell from the street that it's 60 watts. I mean, just look at it.
So So what? What's the difference? Why does it have to be any different?
Well, it should be 100 watts. It's an outdoor bulb. It should be 100 watts. You should stop living like a hobo.
You know what? I'm calling back the township. I'm going to tell Kay what you did and what you're saying to me. And I'm going to call the police, too, and tell them that they're harassing me.
You better not call. So, you better not tell Kay.
Why?
I don't give you permission. Because me and Kay, we're kind of having an affair, and that'll just cause a whole nother set of problems. Please don't do that.
I think this is a joke.
What?
You're a joke, right?
No, I'm not a joke. Why would you say I'm a joke? That's mean.
You're having an affair with Kay.
It's none of your business, ma'am.
Well, you just told me that.
Well, you're the one. You're the one saying you're gonna.
I'm gonna tell her that you called me and what you're saying about my home, and I'm gonna tell her that all I asked was for somebody to cut the grass because the kids are over there. They can't play. The grass is so high.
Oh.
Supposedly we pay the $100 a year, and that's supposed to go towards grass cutting. Nobody's been over there to cut the grass. The swings are broken. There's dead plants all around the sign.
It's because kids don't go to the parks anymore. They just play video games.
No, I see little kids over there. My grandson was here 2 weeks ago, and we had him over there.
That's
and
weird.
Our grass wasn't as bad as it is now, but it was getting bad then.
Their parents should give them some video games so they don't have to go to parks and catch COVID.
And I think this is a joke.
No, I don't think, ma'am, I don't think you understand kids. They don't give a shit how tall the grass is. They'll go over there and play no matter.
Are you talking about a 2-year-old that wants to go play on the slide?
Yeah,
or a
2-year-old's not going to be like, man, this place looks really shitty because they haven't cut the grass and in months.
How about the parents?
Well,
the parents don't care what the grass looks like? So you're telling me my house looks like hobos live in it?
Well, the parents don't go to the park for themselves. They go there for the kids, and the kids don't give a shit.
I have an angel on the porch, and it should be painted. I think you're insane. I know. We have a beautiful in-ground pool. I don't even know what the hell you're
talking
about.
Can I talk to your husband? Maybe he's more rational.
My husband isn't here. My husband's dead.
Well, who's that man squawking in the background?
That's my son. My husband died.
You tell your son to hush up.
So, I have two sons, and both of them helped me take care of this house, and I think, you know, I'm really offended by what you just said to me.
Just tell, offended by what?
By you telling me it looks like hobos live here, Mike, got a 60-watt bulb. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense.
It's obvious that it's a 60-watt bulb because the other bulb is like another wattage. Like, you've got an incandescent bulb and an LED bulb. Like, two bulbs on your front porch. That's like hobo. That's hobo life.
You're so aware of the bulbs I have in my porch lights, but I'm concerned about the grass across the street in the park.
Well, the park doesn't look like hobos live there.
Well, why isn't the grass not being cut? Do you know why?
Yeah, Dave's lawnmower broke.
A lawnmower. Bro, I thought you had a company come out. I see a big truck.
Yeah,
company.
Dave. Yeah, his lawnmower broke down. He said as soon as he gets some spare cash, he'll fix that lawnmower. And he'll start coming over and mowing again.
I thought it was a big company, like a lawn company that came out.
Yeah, he's a big company, but you know his lawnmower broke.
So you gave him the contract.
Yeah, but his lawnmower broke. It's not his fault.
Okay, I get it. So why couldn't you just tell me that when he called instead of insulting me?
He doesn't know engines, you know? He's not very good with engines. I told him he should get an electric.
I agree. But why did you just not tell me that instead of insulting me in my house?
Oh, well, I don't know. I just thought I was trying to help you understand.
What are you trying to help me understand? That I have two different bulbs in my light?
Yeah, well, they might be the same wattage, but, like, I think it's the different, you know, like, coolness of the bulb.
And you sure you have the right house?
But they shouldn't be 60-watt bulbs. That's silly.
Okay, well, I'm on that right now. Okay. I'm going to be on as soon as we hang up.
Oh,
and also, I'll be taking down the trees in my front yard and removing the angel from my porch.
Well, no, just
paint. Is there anything else that I need to do?
Get all that gravel out of your lawn. Like, pick up.
I don't have gravel. Well, I have mulch.
It looks like gravel. Didn't it used to be gravel back in 2019?
Yes, I bought the house.
Yeah, every time I look over there, I just still see gravel.
Well, I guess you do because it's been gone for 2 years now. My son replaced it all with black mulch. I haven't had I bought the house 2020.
Why don't you just take all that out and just have grass?
Because I see what my neighbor's yard looks like, and it looks worse with the grass around it. He just goes out there and chops it all down. If I were going to do that, I'd have to have flower beds.
Why you got to be showboating all the time?
I'm not, who?
You.
Showboating. I'm not showboating. Well, I just wanted the grass cut across the street.
Yeah, but, you know.
So I could walk my dog.
I mean, you know, putting that mulch down and everything, and just being like, look at me. Look at all my mulch. All my fancy mulch.
You're funny. I swear to God. Oh, my God.
Well, all
right,
you.
So you're head of the Homeowners Association.
No,
right,
I never Steve? Said I was the head. Don't tell Dave that.
Oh, Mike is.
Mike. Yeah, don't tell Mike that.
Well, where's Mike at?
I think I'm not supposed to tell.
Is Mike okay?
Oh, no, he's completely fine. He's just up to something sketchy, and he said don't tell anybody where I'm at right now.
Okay. All right, whoever you are, Steve, Dave, Steve, I don't know. But I've had enough insults for one afternoon. So I'm going to hang up. And if you, I'd like for you to come by and show. And then, yeah, why don't you come by? And,
oh, I don't want to be seen hanging out at the hobo house. People will start to talk.
That's right. I don't want anybody to talk. Yeah.
Well,
you're
I hope.
Funny.
Well, thank you. You're so nice.
You're a comedian.
I hope that. I hope that park gets mowed soon.
What?
I hope that park across the street gets mowed.
I hope so at some point in time because I'd like to take my dog over there and she's very unhappy with the way the park is.
Ma'am.
She told me.
Dogs
you
do
gotta
not,
get that butt.
Dogs do not care how tall the grass is.
Well, I like for me, I'm getting bit up, and I don't really like that. So
always something.
I wish somebody would go out there and mow that.
It's always
so
something
with
you.
So how did you find out about how did you find my number and to call me?
Oh, Steve gave it to me. Wait, Mike?
Mike, your friend Mike.
Yeah.
Up to no good. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He told me to just call these numbers, these chronic complainer
okay.
numbers.
So, oh, okay. So Kay didn't call you.
Well, not in a business fashion.
Okay. Okay. Well, you and Kay have fun.
Oh, we
okay?
will.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, thanks. You made my day.
okay.
Hopefully, if you do have some control, you get somebody out there to cut the grass. That's
oh,
all
I will.
I
I'll be right on top of that, Rose. Thank you so much for letting us know.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
I love you. What a nice lady she was. She spent so much time being pissed at me, but by the end, she thought the whole thing was so funny. We had a few of those on this episode. People that thought I was hilarious, like that first guy, Ed. That's kind of fun when they're in on the joke, especially after they've just spent a bunch of time yelling at me. People sure care about their yards sometimes. Like that guy with the wedding, he probably wasn't even going to be in his yard on the 30th. But he's going to be a dick anyway and say, oh, you can't come in my yard. I'm going to ruin your daughter's wedding just because I don't have anything better to do. Normally, I'd be sitting around watching TV, not being in my yard. But fuck you for having a good time in my yard without me. I hope all of you enjoyed today's episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I had fun going through my giant directory of pranks and finding a few calls for you. I'm going to leave you all with a song by the Tree Flushers. It's about not understanding personal space and people's yards and stuff.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Steve. Dave, you see me walking by your house. Last week you even waved. Sometimes late at night I come in your backyard. I just lay there smoking weed and looking at the stars. But last night I laid down and said, oops, cause I laid my head right into a pile of dog poop. You should do a better job cleaning up after your dog. You see there's poop in my hair and you owe me an apology. Cause I'm Steve Dave, what? I'm Steve Dave, who? I'm Steve Dave, I've been sitting in your backyard. I'm Steve Dave, what? I'm Steve Dave, who? I'm Steve Dave, I've been sitting in your backyard. I'm not being creepy, not trying to get a peek at you. Sometimes I'm playing Pokemon, just looking for a Pikachu. A week or two ago, I was back there getting high when I looked around and noticed that your trees were looking dry. So I hooked up a hose, used your water, yeah, I got them all wet. And you can bet that your trees are all set. But later in the winter, if we have a snowstorm, I'll be back there with my heater just to keep your trees warm. warm, cause I'm Steve Dave.
What?
I'm Steve Dave.
Who?
I'm Steve Dave. I've been sitting in your backyard. I'm Steve Dave.
What?
I'm Steve Dave.
Who?
I'm Steve Dave. I've been sitting in your backyard.
I come to your backyard for a bunch of different reasons.
Sometimes I'm playing baseball depending on the seasons. If you see me digging holes or metal detecting, I'm just looking for some gold or some stuff to be collecting. Look, I got a lot of practice watering your cactus. I'm out here doing work, man. This ain't no scare tactic. I use my tape measure just to measure your dimensions. And I mention it's my pleasure just to give you yard attention.
Cause I'm Steve Dave.
What?
I'm Steve Dave.
Who?
I'm Steve Dave.
I've been sitting in your backyard.
I'm Steve Dave.
What?
I'm Steve Dave.
Who?
I'm Steve Dave.
I've been sitting in your backyard.
Steve Dave.
What?
I'm Steve Dave.
Who?
I'm Steve Dave.
I've been sitting in your backyard.
I'm Steve Dave.
What?
I'm Steve Dave.
Who?
I'm Steve Dave.
I've been sitting in your backyard.
You're calling to tell me you pooped in my front yard?
You may not store gravel in my yard.
I'm not understanding what you were doing in my yard at 4 o'clock in the morning with a beer and fell asleep.
A bunch of Boy Scouts are going to come to our yard with metal detectors.
You're telling me you came and laid down in our front yard and smoked marijuana?